Bonjour, patrons. As you know, I went to the US for Christmas this year, and I was struck by the differences in food habits between France and the US, probably because I hadn't been there for 3 years due to the pandemic. And as my visit was coming to an end, I started thinking about this, and I thought, oh, I got to do a Patreon reward about this, because there's plenty to talk about, and here we are, late January, and I still haven't put it out because I have been slammed with itinerary reviews. I'm so happy that this is working, but it's a lot of work. Anyway, I'm going to have to get myself organized a little better. So there are a lot of differences between how French people eat and how Americans eat. And the biggest thing, I think, the first thing that struck me anyway, was that French people plan their meals a lot more. Not every, obviously, what I'm saying is not going to apply to every French person or every American person. This is generalities, but I think that your average French person plans their meals a lot more than Americans. And it felt to me like, at least in my husband's family, they don't really think about it. Like, if they get hungry, they just get takeout or see what's in the fridge and in the pantry. And very often, what appeals in the pantry is crackers and various dips. And if they're trying to be good, they're going to do the dips with vegetables instead of crackers. But still, it's that sort of food isn't very satisfying or very long-lasting, I guess. Because you're going to eat a bunch of crackers and dip, and an hour later, you're hungry again. Whereas in France, we just have these set meal times. Like, it's breakfast time, let's have breakfast. It's lunch, let's have lunch. And dinner, same. And, of course, it's incumbent upon usually the mom or the dad to fix a meal for the family and gather everybody around the table and eat. But somebody typically does it. I think in America, at least in my husband's family, that's not really happening, at least not every day. So that's a big difference. So here are four things that I think French people do quite well to this day. Then I'll mention what Facebook group members thought French people do better than Americans. And at the end, I'll give you a couple of suggestions of healthy French foods that you might want to try. So the first thing French people do quite well is mealtime. We still value mealtime in France. And by that, I mean sit down around a table and have a whole meal. That can take as much as 2 hours for the person making the meal, and yet many French families still do this twice a day, every day. There are plenty of Americans who don't have what I'd call a proper meal at all day. They have a muffin from Starbucks for breakfast, plus a fully loaded latte, a sandwich for lunch, or a 2,000-calorie burger and fries, Chinese or Mexican takeout at night, plus some grazing on various goodies that appear at work or jump right in front of them out of the pantry or something. And that's a lot of calories, but are these good calories? Probably not. And that brings me to number two. French people choose better foods. The day that I just outlined above is not the typical day for a French person. You cannot buy all those things most places in France. We have some Starbucks, but most French people don't run into one in their daily lives. We didn't used to have much fast food. We have a lot more now. What we have is cafes, but they don't serve you 1,500 calories for breakfast. And most French people have breakfast at home, where they will have some bread and butter. That's 50 to 100 grams of bread. And a small slab of butter is 20 grams. That's about one or two slices of white American bread. They also have a black coffee with no sugar or milk. Then they'll break up the morning with another black coffee with colleagues and will not eat another thing until lunch. By the time noon comes around, they are ready for their three-course meal. We just don't have so many bad food options around. Now, what constitutes bad food is another whole question, but in my mind, and I am not a nutritionist, bad food is food that usually tastes great, but you'll be hungry again soon. Crackers, chips, bread, breakfast cereal come to mind, and my personal nemesis, coffee creamer. I love that stuff, and it's a good thing I cannot buy Coffee Mate in France, or it would be really hard to resist. I weaned myself off during the pandemic because I just didn't go to the US and couldn't bring back massive quantities of it, and I haven't gotten back to it, thankfully. So we have bad food options in France, of course, but we don't eat them that often. And because I've had a weight problem my whole life, I've talked to plenty of French nutritionists. And here's what they always tell me. Eat more of the good stuff. And that's the third thing that French people still do well. If you have an appetite, like me, eat 50 grams of whole wheat bread for breakfast, plus a fruit, plus a plain low-fat yogurt, and adding sweetener is okay. Then add a piece of fruit to your mid-morning coffee. So an apple, a banana, a pear, whatever. Have that with your mid-morning coffee. For lunch, have a big salad, like fluffy one, or a cooked vegetable such as beets or steamed leeks as an appetizer. And a tablespoon of low-fat dressing is okay, but not much more than a tablespoon. Then have a piece of chicken or fish, plus a small serving of pasta or potatoes, plus a large serving of ratatouille or green beans or some sort of vegetable mix, plus a fruit and a yogurt for dessert, plus a small slice of baguette. It's actually hard to eat all of that for lunch, even for me, and I do have a big appetite. And I get yelled at when I don't eat enough at lunch. So there you go. For dinner, have a big bowl of homemade vegetable soup or a big salad, plus a fruit and a yogurt. Some people will also have some bread and cheese at dinner, but generally no meat. Dinner is not the big meal of the day in France. Can you see why the yogurt aisle is so big in France? We're told to eat it at every meal. But the size of the yogurt is pretty small compared to American sizes. It's a half a cup, really, is the normal portion. And in France, we have full-fat yogurt. We also have low-fat yogurt and zero-fat. I usually get low-fat because I don't like the zero-fat stuff. But it's so hard to eat like that all the time because it takes planning. But when I keep to it, I do drop some weight. Number four is food and kids in France. That's pretty different. Parents are expected to send a snack to school for their children to enjoy during recess. Single serving cakes and cookies are normal for a kid's snack. But that stops as soon as the child gets to junior high school, which is usually around 11 or something. No more snacking at school after age 11, or everyone will think you're a baby. And so they don't do it. All kids in France get a snack when they get home from school, but that's often a piece of fruit or a yogurt or one of each. Unsweetened applesauce is a favorite of French kids. You can buy it in all sorts of variations, apple and banana, apple and strawberry, apple and mango, but it's unsweetened, okay? You know, French parents figure kids would rather have applesauce rather than eating the apple. No problem. But French parents don't want their teens or their kids to get used to eating crackers and tortillas and cheese and chocolate and cookies and all that stuff for their after-school snack. It's healthier here. It's, you know, applesauce and a yogurt, and that usually holds you over until dinner. School lunch in France is a three-course meal. Most of the time, that meal is prepared at the school, and the ladies preparing and serving the food know the kids. And I say the ladies because I've never seen a man do that job. The lunch ladies here talk to the kids. They talk them into trying things. They don't let them just eat fries. they kind of do the parenting a little bit. Because growing kids need to eat plenty and they need to eat mostly healthy foods. My daughter finished first grade in the US and the following week she started school in France, because in France, you know, it ended in May in the US. In France, they go to school until the first week of July. So she did a four month in French school right after first grade. And we talked about it on episode 356 of the podcast. She noticed the difference for school lunches immediately. She said they gave her a lot more and that it was mostly good food, like at home. She never came home starving like she did in the US, because, you know, the little PB&J that was a standard back then in American schools was not enough. And as soon as she got home in the US, she would eat whatever tempted her, which usually wasn't low-fat yogurt and an apple. Sometimes I talked her into it, but she hadn't had a lunch, really, so she was hungry. And, you know, a lot of what we eat is cultural. It's about what's acceptable and what's not. And it's not acceptable in France for a kid to just eat nuggets or burgers or just quesadillas or whatever the case may be. So the lovely people of the Facebook group said a lot of interesting stuff about what they've noticed about the way French people eat. They say we eat smaller portions, we eat slower, enjoying and savoring in courses rather than cram everything into one plate. And that hadn't occurred to me, but it's true. We do a small plate of an appetizer, a normal plate for the main meal, a small plate for dessert, and yeah, that's what we do. Somebody else says eating seasonably puts focus on delicious and healthy local fruits and vegetables, and that is true. We certainly do that. She also says that yogurt is popular in France. Someone else says that in France, the serving size of meats is usually 3-4 ounces maximum. We don't have massive amounts of meat. We don't eat beef near as often as Americans, although we do eat it, but not as much. That most French people, even the ones who enjoy Nutella, they'll take a little bit and spread it out. You know, they don't do like the gobs of chocolate syrup that Americans put on their their ice cream bowl or whatever. It's just small, small amounts. No snacking, of course. French people, French adults don't snack. Walking around a lot more. We are a mostly walking culture in cities and even in villages. They are developing more and more walking paths everywhere and cycling paths everywhere. What struck me when I was in the US this time is how big the freeway got, I-15 on in Utah. Whoa, it's like California by now. It's massive. You have 6 lanes of traffic in one direction. The on-ramps and off-ramps have gotten massive. Like, they doubled in size in the 3 years I've been gone. It's shocking. So we're not going in that direction. In France, the freeways have not imploded in size. We've had some development of cycling and walking paths. Not enough, in my opinion, but some. And some public transportation also. So you walk a lot more in France just having a normal life every day. Someone else says in France, we still have producers markets. And yes, we do. It's fresh produce. And you can see when you buy things, whether it's at the market or at the grocery store, you can see the country of provenance. And most French people tend to choose things produced in France. So there you go. So we have some of that. Not as much processed food in France compared to North America. Also, when you order dessert in France, it's not enough to feed a whole family. Like, you know, a dessert in France is going to be fairly small size. And in America, they bring you humongous desserts. It's way too much. Someone else points out that vegetables taste so much better in France. And I think it's because French producers tend to favor better flavor in the vegetables than just the fact that it can be shipped a long way and it doesn't spoil quickly, because they know that French people buy smaller quantities more often and that they value a delicious flavor in the beans or in the tomatoes or even the lettuce. You know, everything is more flavorful because they select varieties that taste really good. They know that's what sells, and they're not so worried about shipping it to Russia or whatever, you know, the other side of the continent. They just plan on selling it locally. And that really helps, I think. One other person says that she has food sensitivities, not full-blown allergies, and that when she's in France, she doesn't experience those sensitivities as much. I've heard a lot of people tell me this, that, you know, they can't take bread in the US, but in France they can have it, or they can't eat cheese in America, but in France they can have it. I can't explain that, but it seems to happen a lot. And when people tell me, I believe them. So, you know, what's happening? I don't know. But it might be the fact that it's fresher and more locally made. One more person mentions that French people don't eat meat between meals. And that is true, but that's only possible because we eat bigger meals. And I know that's counterintuitive, but yes, French people do eat more at lunch than Americans. Someone else says that the Provençal diet is the healthiest regional cuisine in France. It sure is, because it has lots of vegetables, stuffed vegetables sometimes, but you don't put that much meat in it. That, you know, aioli, of course, is delicious, and it's a mayo, but you don't eat that much of it. It's like, it's a little side note. Someone mentions, and I think that's an excellent point, that French foods are more seasonal. So you cannot find strawberries year-round at the grocery store. And if you do, you'll find just one variety, and it'll be imported from the other side of the world. And most people don't buy strawberries out of season. They just buy them in season. And when they're in season, wow, we eat it for dessert every day. Like, strawberries and low-fat yogurt is the dessert most days when strawberries are in season, because the strawberries are so flavorful. And then we stop. Like, now it's winter, no strawberries for months at a time. And so when strawberries come back in season, we're dying to have them, right? We look forward to them. And that's not the same as having the same stuff in the grocery store year-round. Like, you always find summer, winter, whatever. In America, the grocery store looks the same. And it does not in France. We also eat a lot of vegetable soups. We have more salads in France than we did when I was growing up. And side salads are a normal appetizer in France these days. We eat plenty of ratatouille. We have like standard vegetable dishes that we eat all the time. And if I think American food, I can't think of a single standard vegetable offering that you would put on the table. Like, there might be some, but they don't show up very much. One person says, I think that summarizes it very well. She says, I believe you all eat healthier because the food is fresh, plus you walk so much. Yeah, very true. And a few people mentioned that we have plenty of unhealthy, fatty foods in France. Of course we do. We just don't eat like that every day. You know, we don't eat cassoulet and steak frites every day. Even people who eat out a lot because of their work, they are very careful not to eat that every day. And my daughter has to eat at work most days because she's too far to come home. She will pack something healthy from home and eat it. And that's perfectly normal. Everybody shows up with their little canteen of, you know, a thing of vegetable soup and a thing of a chicken breast with some veggies and some bread and some dessert. Everybody eats the same way, just at work, the stuff they bring to work, and that's normal. So overall, we're very lucky that in France we still have plenty of fresh food made at home rather than processed, factory-made food. We have burger places that people go to at lunch if they want to, but that's not the majority of lunch places. For the most part, lunch restaurants serve all sorts of traditional French foods, including very healthy options, if that's what you want to choose. In America, it seems that most lunch places are not healthy food. Like, it's gonna be burgers or Mexican. I love Mexican, but it's not healthy food, okay? And if you want to have a good laugh, well, if you enjoy French humor, we have this movie. It's a classic. It's called L'aile ou la cuisse. And I'll put a link in the notes for this episode. It's very old. It's very quirky. But it was a really popular movie with Louis de Funès. Very funny. And it shows how restaurants are going to hell in a handbasket because they are now using pre-made ingredients. And so it's in the French psyche that you're supposed to eat, even when you go out to eat, you're supposed to eat freshly made food made on the premises and not stuff that's being made in a factory somewhere. So there are a lot of cultural differences, and I do think that French culture has something to do with the fact that overall French people are slimmer than overall Americans. Now, let's talk about a few good options to add vegetables to your diet. I think appetizers are the perfect opportunity to add vegetables. You could have cooked beets. Now, I'm not talking about canned pickled beets, because that is disgusting. I've bought that in the US. It's not good. But you take fresh beets, peel them, cook them in the Instant Pot or a pressure cooker, and cool them and refrigerate them. They are so good. Beets, plain beets, with just cooked in water with a little bit of salt and refrigerated, are so delicious. It's a sweet vegetable, but it doesn't raise your blood sugar like crazy. It's fantastic. Cooked leeks are the same. You just steam your leeks or put them in the pressure cooker or the Instant Pot, and then you cool them down and you serve them with a light vinaigrette. It is delicious. Caprese salad, if you use mostly tomato and fresh basil, you know, just a little bit of cheese is good too, but not too much. Mostly, if you have a variety of tomatoes, it makes for a beautiful salad and delicious. We eat melon for Charente melon for appetizer. That's really common. If you want to make them even tastier, you put a little bit of port wine in the melon and then you eat it like that. So these are a few vegetable appetizers that you can add. And of course, a bowl of vegetable soup is always really good. And it's not that the vegetable soup is the whole meal. It's just that it's an appetizer and it starts filling you up, and then you won't want to eat quite as many fries. That's the idea, is fill up on the good stuff so you don't eat the rest. And of course, like I mentioned earlier, the desserts of strawberries and low-fat yogurt. Oh, delicious, delicious. So I hope I've inspired you to add a little more French way of life into your daily life, wherever you happen to live, and definitely add more fruits and vegetables to your everyday foods, because I know that keto diets are very popular, but I don't know. I think you'd be better off eating more fruits and vegetables than anything else. Thank you so much for your support of the podcast, and I'll talk to you very soon with a French history brief. I hope to get one out very quickly. Oh, I'm telling you, those itinerary reviews are keeping me so busy. But I'll get through it. Merci, au revoir.